Hello and welcome to the Sovereign Intuitive Coach audiocast, where I am going to be going through the greatest hits of how to help you go from beginner to bold intuitive coach. Even if you're just starting out or if you don't feel ready, we're going to be talking about many of the obstacles, the barriers to entry, and all of the things that you kind of feel are keeping you stuck, as well as just giving you some really practical how-to guidance on how you can get moving into your purpose while making a profit doing the work that you are called to do in the world. In this first audiocast, we are going to be talking about three things that sort of mindset shifts that stop us from stepping into our boldness and our power as an intuitive coach. I'm going to be sharing a little bit about from my story on how I have learned this the hard way and how I'm trying to help you skip the expensive mistakes that I made so that you can start the right way the first time and really just get out there and start shining your light and helping the people that you're called to help. So before I jump into this, I want to say if you are not registered for our free Big Mama Jamma Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, please click the link in the show notes and get registered for it. It is my big workshop I do a couple of times a year. It's only live. You don't get replays to this unless you show up. So if you're not registered for Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, go click the link in the show notes or DM me the word bootcamp over on Instagram. You'll find a link to all of this in the show notes. Go check that out. I'd love to see you there live. I've been told many times by the thousands of people I have taken through this content that bootcamp is better than the last, you know, two or three paid programs they've paid for. So I'd love to see you there. If you're loving what you're hearing in this audiocast series, then Intuitive Coach Bootcamp will be for you. So go give that a look-see and get registered. Okay. So in this audiocast, I'm going to be going through the three things that I see that stop us as awakened individuals, as intuitives, as healers from claiming our calling as a purpose first, profit next coach. And you'll hear me say this a lot. You know, if you follow me online or if you come to any of my workshops, you'll hear me say that all the time. Purpose first, profit next. What does that mean? Well, it means that if you're an intuitive, and I know that you are, because you wouldn't be listening to an audiocast like this if you weren't, or if you're at least intuition curious, it means that you are wanting to become a coach, right? You're exploring this career path because you know that there's a calling over your life. It's not like you just woke up one morning and you're like, you know what? I hate my corporate job. I think I'll go into coaching. I can make a ton of cash there. That's not where you're coming from. You're coming from this place of knowing that you have this deep, divine, God-inspired, spirit-inspired calling over your life. And you know this because you've had many experiences throughout your life that have let you know that you're freaking weird, man. You're freaking weird. And I use that word weird with love, because if there is one thing that I have been told I am is weird and intense my whole life, I just finally have embraced it and made a career out of it. So I say that as a good thing, right? You're different. What I mean is you're different. And little things like this, like you go to the grocery store and you're standing in line and people tell you their whole life story. Or when you go to parties, you'll find that, or social events, right? You'll find that they're just, for some reason, there always seems to be that one person that finds you, corners you, and talks your ear off in the crowd, right? Like you're just a person who people know at a soul level can hold space for others. You've always been that way. Second thing that makes you different is you're deeply, deeply, deeply aware of the emotional reality of other people. In the business, we call that being an intuitive empath, but you're sensitive to the feelings of others. You're sensitive to the inner experience of other people. And so because of that, you can feel very overwhelmed, right, in these conversations and then these interactions with people. And you don't really understand how other people know it, but it's like you don't experience yourself as that, right? You're out here wilding, buying zucchinis at the grocery store, or, you know, sipping on your drink at a cocktail party, and other people can feel this energy rolling off of you. So, you know, you've had these experiences in your life, and you're probably at a point where you're like, you know what? I know that I'm like this for a reason. I know I was given these gifts for a reason. I've done so much of my own inner work. I am in this jumping off place of wanting to use these gifts in earnest to truly help others, okay? So that is what this audiocast is about. It's helping you jump that gap, okay? So that's how I know. If you're nodding your head to this, you're like, oh my gosh, this woman, I don't even know her, you know, she's reading my mind. just know that you're in the right place if that's how you feel. And guess what? You're not crazy. You are weird for a reason, and it's wonderful. You're here to change people's lives in the way that only you can. Now, if you're new to my work, you might be saying, how does this girl know all this? So I'd like to introduce myself. Hi, I'm Heather Alashay. I call myself a recovering psychotherapist. I am a former psychotherapist turned intuitive life coach, turned seven-figure intuition training academy and intuitive coach training academy. So 10 years ago, I founded Mana Academy. It's the world's first intuitive life coach training certification program that is actually built on science, right? So I'm a big fat nerd. I believe that everything that you learn as an intuitive should be backed up by empirical evidence. It's the woo. I've been told that how I teach in Atmana is very much like Harvard meets Hogwarts. And I think that's a really good description. I had a client tell me that once and it stuck. So I started my business in 2014. I left the field of psychotherapy because of everything I just talked about, right? This sensitivity. I just like, gosh, I know my life. I'm called to do something great. And I knew that mental health counseling, while it did help people, the impact just was not there. You know, I didn't have the freedom. I was stuck trading my time for money. So I decided with, you know, all the faith of a naive Sagittarius that I was going to start my business in 2014. I took out a $35 ad in Psych Today. I bought a $99 IKEA chair and I found an office in my hometown of Jacksonville, Florida. And I just opened my business in the, you know, major trust fall with the universe, just thinking everything was going to work out. And, you know, it did. I learned a lot. I made a lot of mistakes. I, you know, did all the things that people do to mess up and, you know, all of the stuff, right? Hired business coaches to the tunes of, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to have it map out and go nowhere. Just, you know, I ended up had a $50,000 lawsuit because somebody tried to steal my entire business. Like, I could write a book on my entrepreneurial journey alone. But the number one thing that I did that I want to give this to you right now, the number one thing before I get into the three mindset shifts is this. As I look back on my experience as an intuitive coach, the number one thing that I did was I put my intuition first. I let my soul and my spirit lead. And I truly believe that's what you want to do. That's why you're listening to this. And you're probably asking yourself, I want to do that, but is it possible? I want to do that, but is that crazy? I want to do that, but does it monetize? I want to do that, but can I really help people while I do it? I want to do that, but I'm not sure if it will work. And I want you to know that it will, because I'm living proof. And I started my business before intuition was even a thing. This was actually, well, you know, 2026, I'm recording this in 4 days before 2026. You know, when I started in 2014, nobody even knew what intuitive coaching was. It truly wasn't even a thing. I was the first person to put it on the map, right? Especially the first person to use a science-backed, you know, protocols, which is what Sovereign is. It's actually based in, you know, several psychotherapeutic modalities that we've got 120 years of research on that prove that it works, right? So I was the first to do that. So I had very low guidance. Nobody really understood what my business was about. And by the grace of God Almighty and just my sheer stupidity and stubbornness of not quitting, here I sit today running a seven-figure intuitive coach practice. You can do this, and you can do it putting people and purpose first. People and purpose first. And here is my promise to you, my love. If you do that, the profit follows. And I'm going to show you how I have done this and how thousands of coaches I've trained have done it in Intuitive Coach Bootcamp. Okay, so click the link in the show notes and get registered, or find me over on Instagram at Heather Alashay. Send me the word bootcamp and we will get you registered. If you're already registered, oh my God, strap in, okay? Go get your workbook, go get situated, show up with me live. We are absolutely going to crush it. We are going to have so much fun in bootcamp. So go get registered. I'll send you over the Zoom link, the dates and everything over in your email, okay? If you're listening to this, then probably we've got, you know, a live version of bootcamp up. So, you know, it'll be a couple of weeks away for you if you're listening to this. All right. So let me get into the three ways that you can go from beginner to bold intuitive coach. Now that we have established, what have we established so far? One, you are called to do this. You're weird for a reason. It is possible to run a purpose, people and purpose first. business. Yes, you can make money doing this. You just need the know-how, okay? And that is what I'm going to show you. That's what this audiocast series is for. That's what bootcamp is for. That's basically what everything I do is for, okay? It is, I always say, my purpose is to help you live yours. I believe that I am put on this earth to do that. And I know it's because I get up and I do it every day with, you know, tons of people that are in my programs and the people that I've trained. So it's absolutely possible. So I want you to have your ears perk up as we go through these first steps on how you can go from beginner to bold intuitive coach, even though you don't feel ready. And so let's start there. Look, I know you don't feel ready. I know you feel like you're not prepared, you're not a coach yet, or maybe you have coached a little bit, but you're not making the money you want to make, or maybe you've never charged, you're just giving your work away for free. When we're starting in the beginning, we have this tendency to think that there's some type of like secret thing that you haven't figured out yet that everybody else knows. It kind of a way to think about this is like you're standing at the edge of a pool or maybe on a cliff, and you know that you've got to take this big leap, but you don't know how to take it. And so what I want you to really understand right now is not feeling ready or not feeling confident. That does not mean that there's something wrong. It's actually a normal part of the developmental process of becoming an intuitive coach. But our brain tells us, because we don't feel ready yet, we feel we don't know enough yet, we're not confident yet, it tells us, we code that as there being something wrong with us. So what I want you to know is there's nothing wrong, it's actually just a normal part of the process. So that is kind of the myth that keeps us stuck. We're unsure of what the next step would be. We're afraid of being wrong. We're worried about hurting our clients. We're wondering whether or not we're really, really able to do this. And so it keeps you what I call stuck in start mode. We're always beginning over again and over again. Or maybe you do it, it's two steps forward, three steps back. Okay. So shift number one is we're going to stop waiting to feel ready, and we're going to take a small step forward with support. That's the first shift from going from bold, beginner to bold intuitive coach. You're gonna let go of this idea that you are ever going to feel ready. I have been in business for 11 years. And when I tell you that I wake up every day with a severe sense of not knowing what the hell is going on, it's like a low grade fever. I'm like, what am I doing today? You know, I have coffee with my husband every morning. I'm like, am I crazy? He's like, you are, but I love that about you. So you're right where you need to be. There is no such thing as being ready. Because your vision is always going to exceed your ability to execute in the physical. I'm going to say that again. Your vision in the spiritual, right? Your spiritual eyes can see way more than your human self will ever be able to execute in the physical. And so that's where this feeling of I'm never going to be good enough, I'm never going to be ready enough, I'm never going to be confident enough comes from. And it keeps you stuck and start. But now, you know, that's actually just a part of being a beginner. There's nothing wrong with being a beginner. We all start at zero. So here's what I want you to do. You're going to pinky promise yourself that you're not going to wait to feel confident. You're not going to wait until you feel like you're some guru at intuition. Although if you come to Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, you're going to feel like you are by the end of that 5 days. You're not going to wait for certainty, because certainty never comes. Okay. You'll be 90 years old laying on your deathbed, still waiting to feel ready and to feel certain. Okay. You're going to understand that boldness and that confidence comes from taking action. And I don't mean ridiculous action. I think, you know, hustle culture has taught us that if we're not doing like big, hairy, audacious, ridiculous goals, like I'm going to be a billionaire. Like, oh God, girl, calm down before you give yourself a nosebleed. Like, how about you just make your first 10 grand or your first 5 grand, your first $1,000. I'm going to tell you right now, I made my first paid session I ever did. I charged $85 for it. And that $85 meant more to me than when I had my first $100,000 month. I am telling you right now, that $85 meant more to me than when I hit half a million. When I did my first $100,000 month, my husband had to tell me, I didn't even know that I had done it. That's how little I cared. Cause I was so putting people and purpose first, right? So you absolutely can do this. You can absolutely get started taking the action, small little steps. What if your goal was I get my first paid client? Okay, that's actually in my program from our Sovereign Intuitive Coach Certification Program. We call it From Free Sessions to First Paid Clients. I literally train my coaches on how to graduate out of our certification program from the lens of getting your first paid client. What if you just changed one human life? Okay, so taking action, here is another mindset shift inside this first shift of stop waiting for readiness and start moving forward with support and taking action. What if the action you took was a baby step? I want you to do that. I would actually rather you set a baby step than a big, hairy, audacious goal, because it fries your freaking nervous system and it just feels overwhelmed. Now, am I saying don't have big dreams? No, go have big dreams. Like, I have massive dreams. But when I think about taking action, it's a very realistic next step that I'm going to take so that my nervous system doesn't feel overwhelmed. That is how you gain traction. That is how you're going to wake up 6 months from now making the money that you want to make, right? Whether your goal is $2,000 a month or $10,000 a month or $20,000 a month. I don't know what your financial goals are, but they are all possible when you take realistic action in your life, okay? So we're going to kick that off. You're gonna move with support. I would say to you also, if the key to taking action is finding a community. If you don't have a community, come to boot camp. I'll get you hooked up with one. We've got an amazing community of, gosh, thousands of intuitives over in our Facebook group, Intuition School with Heather Alashe. That's free. You can jump in there. Actually, I'll put a link to that in the show notes here as well. There is community for you. The good news is you're not starting in 2014 when I did. There are intuitives out here who want to hold hands with you. There are people, thousands of them. I know because I talk to them that have this same dream. Okay. So find your people. They will help you stand in your boldness and get ready. They will help you, get ready to move forward. Okay, let's move from now to shift two. I call shift two from going from always learner to confident earner. So this is about getting out of learner mode and claiming the level of authority that you currently possess. This is a major impediment that I see for aspiring intuitive coaches. Now, I run a school, for the love of God. Let's all be, I think it is brilliant. We should, like, literally the point of human life is to learn. I'm not saying stop learning. What I am saying is that for you to make your dream come true of becoming the world's most sought after intuitive coach, which I believe you're probably the best kept secret in the coaching industry. And if you haven't gotten started, once you get started, you probably will be the best kept secret, right? You're here to be seen and known and heard. No, I'm not just blowing sunshine up your ass with that. Like, you really are here to be seen and heard and known. You are. That's not a pipe dream. That's not your ego. The world needs you. The world needs intuitives who are taking up space. And how do I know that? Because the world is filled with people who have very little integrity and don't give a crap about other people. Are you trying to honestly say, are we saying as awakened soul-aligned individuals that want to serve the highest good of mankind, are we really sitting here saying that we don't deserve to be seen and heard? That we shouldn't be on stages? Are you fucking kidding? Sorry, I swear on these. If this is your first time hearing me, I do drop some F-bombs. If the kids are in the car, I'll try to clean it up. But like, are you serious? Of course you're here to be seen and heard. It is a crime. It is a crime that you aren't. So I hope that you see yourself as the next best thing that's going to hit the stage in the intuitive coaching realm. I hope we have thousands of coaches, hundreds of millions of coaches that claim that space. Imagine if we did. Imagine if every person who has this calling over their life claimed that space. Well, we'd live in the world we want to see, wouldn't we? We would put an end to all of this crap. So claim the level of authority you currently possess. Yes, you will always continue to learn. But at the same time of learning, you're going to get started with the current level of authority that you possess. Okay? So it's good that you want to learn more. May you always continue to grow. I have people come through my certification program. Sovereign is the third, fourth, fifth, sixth certification they've got. They're lawyers. They're IT professionals. Some of them are psychotherapists, licensed master's level, PhD level therapists. Some of them are stay-at-home moms with a GED. I don't care where you're coming from. May you always learn, but may you always be seen and heard and claim the space you're here to take up while you are learning, okay? So at some point, learning has to stop being preparation. It has to stop being a hiding place and it has to look like wisdom you're passing along the way. That's really the key, okay? You want it to be, I just learned something, I'm in a position to now share that with others. I just learned something, I'm in a position via my coaching practice and, you know, my marketing and being visible, whether that's you host a podcast, whatever platform you want to be on, you're in a position to pass it on to others instead of just sitting on it in your brain, acquiring more information. Like, there's no point to that. So claim your right to be seen and heard, claim your level of authority, and allow people to learn what you're learning along the way. Okay, shift three is, and this is a big one, this is where people pleasing, this is where imposter syndrome lives, this is where not feeling good enough lives. Shift number three is stop trying to please or impress people and just start being you. And I have a piece of news for you. News flash. You know how little babies in the hospital, like, this is one of my conspiracy theories. Like, why do all babies across America come home with like the same little pink and white striped hat? Like, it's literally the same hat. Like, my daughter went home with that hat and it's like 21 years later and people in like Wyoming's kids or where, who is making these hats? Anyway, every baby comes home from the hospital with this adorable little pink and blue hat. Like, how is that same hat everywhere? I don't know. But somebody is manufacturing and creating those hats. And I would love to know who they are. And here is why. Because I think that every baby girl and baby boy that comes into this world, in addition to going home with that precious little newborn baby hat, should be given a t-shirt that says, I'm not for everybody. That's right. Did you know that you were born in this world not for everybody? That there are people in this world that have absolutely no right to your energy, to your sparkle, or your personality. They don't understand you. They're never gonna because they suck and they're dull. Like, that they just aren't. Like, you're amazing. How could, you're such an extraordinary person as an intuitive. Again, weird. Again, different. How the hell do you expect everybody to get you? Like, why did we get into this like people pleasing mode to begin with? Well, I know why we do, because we're deeply empathic. We want to see people be happy. And as small children, we had experiences, often traumatic, that taught us that it's our responsibility to make other people happy. It's our responsibility to make the world a better place for everyone, okay? And it is your job to make this world a better place for everyone, but not at the expense of your own happiness and your own well-being and your own wealth, okay? Your health, your wealth, your health, your wealth, or your happiness, that is primary for you. And you can't claim your right to be happy and healthy and wealthy if you are pleasing and trying to make happy or impress other people. Okay. So beginner intuitive coaches often feel like they have to say the right thing, do the right thing, sound impressive, be hyper intuitive so that people will trust them, so that people will like them, so that people will hire them. So we overtalk, we overexplain, we overgive, we overcoach, we take over responsibility, just like we did in our childhood. Okay. So you're used to being, now how this is a real double whammy is you're used to being everybody's heavy. You're used to being the person everybody calls when it falls apart. You're used to being the person everybody corners at a dinner party or tells their life story in a grocery. You're used to that. So one of the challenges that you'll have when you become a coach, and this is in my intuitive development model where I talk about, it's to develop better boundaries around who gets access to you. You know, who really gets to be in your world. Okay. And we have to fight against this tendency to be like, but I want to be there for everybody. I want everybody to get the help they need. I want, no, honey, no, no. Not everyone needs to work with you. Not everyone will under, you are here for a certain group of people. Okay. If you come, well, I've got an audio cast on this later. It's how to find your niche. Come to Bootcamp 2 and I'll walk you through how to discover your niche. And what that looks like to really get started serving people today. Like, not 5 years from now, not after you've done 1,000 ideal client exercises that you actually change your mind on 6 weeks later, like actually how to find your people. There's a 4-step formula that I use. It's totally awesome. And it works. And your ideal client will never change once you figure this out. Okay. So we're not going to please. We're not going to impress. What you're going to do instead is be unapologetically you. And I love that word unapologetic because you are enough just the way you are. You don't have to be perfect. You don't need to be impressive. What people want is your perspective, the way you see the world. That is what makes you unique. That is what's going to make you be a category of one intuitive coach. That is what's going to make your clients come back over and over again for sessions. That is what's going to make your clients refer their friends and family, like rave about the work that you do, because you're being you. So I always say this, your ideal clients can't find you and give you money and receive the radical transformation that you're here to help them step into if you're not being you. So my question to you is, are you impressed with you? Are you pleased with you? Because the moment you can say, I'm pleased with me, I'm impressed with me, I am enough, I like me, I think that I am awesome. The minute that you can say that, people will be drawn to you like a moth to a flame. In our culture, we have been taught that it is wrong to feel good about ourselves in that regard. We've been taught that it's narcissistic or egoic. There is nothing wrong with liking who you are. Okay? And yes, you've got a lot to work on. So do I. I am just a venerable idiot in many parts of my life. Okay? But I also like me. I can see you can see the deficits or the things that you need to work on as a person while liking yourself. Okay? So we're going to drop this idea that like you're somehow not ready for this or called to this, or you are enough right now. You're not perfect, but that's okay. Nobody likes perfection anyway, right? Nobody likes it anyway. People can't stand perfect people. Why? Why don't we like perfect people? Because we know it's fake. We know it's not real. So can you get up today and just be the best version of yourself today? Can you just try to do your best without all the pressure? You know, we don't have to grip the steering wheel so tight. You don't have to white knuckle your life. If you find people that don't like you, and I promise you, they won't. They won't like you. Like, let's have a tiny funeral over the fact that, yeah, you're going to get visible. You're going to start speaking your truth. You're going to start offering that unique perspective that only you can offer. And people are not going to like you for it. But guess what, my love? Guess what? There are going to be people that ugly cry when they listen to your message. I'm talking ugly cry. I'm talking can't turn it off, addicted, absolutely in love with the work that you are calling forward, because that work is the salve in the wound that they have walked with every freaking day of their lives. And finally, there is somebody who put words to the unexpressed, unarticulated wound that they've walked with. That is what you really want to do, isn't it? Isn't it? You want to heal souls and to help other people see how beautiful they are. I get it, because I'm the same way. Okay, so it starts by you being the lighthouse, being the version of yourself that shines to your light so that other people can come home to their own harbor. Okay, I always say that. You'll hear me talk about in boot camp about this. You get to be a lighthouse or a tugboat. Both do the same thing. A lighthouse and a tugboat have the same job. It's to call ships into the harbor. What they just go about it in very different ways. The lighthouse uses their unapologetic authenticity. The lighthouse stands in dark and dangerous places every single day and shines its light. It doesn't run around. It doesn't try to convince people how great it is. Like the tugboat, right? It just stands and shines, and the boats that need to come into that harbor find their way in. You are the lighthouse and your coaching practice is the harbor. Or you can be the tugboat, which is what most intuitive coaches do, to be honest. They run around and exhaust themselves down in the water, battling the rocks and the waves, chugging out to every single boat, that begging boats to come in. Oh, hell no. I would rather die than beg people to see my value. That's not my job, to try to impress you or to get, you know, anybody to see my value. It's my job to be who God called me to be, and to know that I am a co-creator with spirit, and that as I do my part, which my part is stand up, do the work, be visible, speak, you know, offer my gifts to the world. Okay. As I do that, and as I use the gifts that God has given me, the Lord God will bring, I'm from the South, we're in the Bible Belt, so it's the good Lord will bring the clients that are meant to you, but you have to show up. You've got to meet them halfway. Okay. So that's what boot camp is about. I want you to come to Intuitive Coach Boot Camp. Click the link, get your cute little butt registered. Go to Instagram and DM me the word bootcamp if you don't want to look at show notes, and we will get you set up that way. And if you're already registered, I cannot wait to see your face. P.S. We have a VIP option. So if you want to work with me and get some extra sessions in a small group setting, you can. That is paid. I think right now it's $37. It might be more or less. But you can also DM us VIP, bootcamp VIP, if you'd like to look at that. There's all kinds of stuff that comes with the VIP option. So if you'd like to have some private or some semi-private, right, small group coaching with me, there's also that option as well. Okay, so let's do a kind of a recap on everything that we have learned here thus far. Is shift one is we're going to stop waiting for confidence and readiness, and we're going to start moving with support. You are ready to go now. The calling is over your life. You are ready to go now. Shift two is you're going to go from always learner to powerful earner by claiming the level of authority that you currently possess. So instead of learning things and sitting on it, you're going to learn things and then pass it on to the people that you're called to serve. That will get you out of beginner mode. And then shift three is we are going to break up with people pleasing, with the imposter syndrome that comes along with that. We're going to stop trying to impress people, and we're just going to start being unapologetically ourselves. That moves you from beginner to bold. So these are all mindset shifts that sort of prep you for taking that first step. Or maybe we could say making these mindset shifts is that very, very first step. The goal of this is for you to shift your identity from, oh my goodness, can I be intuitive coach, to I know that I can. I know that I'm called. Okay, let's lock in and let's get going. So Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, our free 5-day workshop, will absolutely help you do that. That workshop is all about just really putting it in high gear with simple everyday strategies that help you launch your practice. So if you are an aspiring intuitive coach who is done second guessing, if you are ready for a clear, intuitive focused coaching method, you'll learn all about the Sovereign Intuitive Coaching Method. And if you would like to start creating life shifting results for the people that you are here to serve, having paid clients without the chaos, the confusion, and the burnout, Intuitive Coach Bootcamp is for you. It's going to dissolve all your self-doubt, skyrocket your intuition, and truly my wish for you is that you'll have the know-how and the confidence you need to go from free sessions to paid coaching clients with clarity, with structure, and with confidence, because the world needs what you have to give. All right, so check out our second audio cast where we are going to be diving into the three missing pieces that turn intuition into a tool that you can trust without being too woo-woo or misunderstood by the people that need you. Okay, I'll see you there.